You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, for our weekly look at the world's art exhibitions. Today, we're turning to Helsinki. Talking me through all three is Tom Jeffries, Monocle's correspondent in that fair city. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Do stay tuned. And here he is, without further ado. We wheel out Tom Jeffries. I say wheel out, Tom. That's a bit of a misnomer, isn't it, really? You're probably larking about in the Finnish countryside, because that's certainly what you've come to talk about today, in short form at least. Talk us through your first one. This is, in fact, a celebration of Finnish landscape.
Yeah, so we start outside at Suursaari Open Air Museum, which is a wonderful place. It's a small island just to the west of sort of central Helsinki. You get there via a narrow little footbridge. And at the moment, it's full of geese and ducks quacking around, so it's a bit of an adventure to even get there.
Do they scare you off on the bridge? Do you have to sort of man up to cross it?
They can do, yeah. They can be a little bit aggressive.
So once we've got through the fowl, we meet the fair.
Okay. Yes, exactly. So the island was a kind of people's park in the early 20th century, and then parts of it have been converted into a museum. And it's a bit like Skansen in Stockholm, if that's familiar. So there's kind of dozens of historic wooden buildings from across Finland have been kind of dismantled and brought to Suursaari, and it's quite popular with tourists, and people kind of wander around and get a sense of Finnish architecture and history and how the country used to be in days gone by. And this is the first time that they've shown contemporary art on Suursaari, so it's quite an interesting development for what is a relatively traditional kind of museum. And the exhibition's been organised by Checkpoint Helsinki, which is an artist-run organisation focusing on contemporary art. And they invited curator Joanna Washer to come to Suursaari. She's been fascinated by these kind of museums.
The idea of an open-air museum is an interesting one. Does this stuff knowingly jar against the buildings and the sort of atmosphere of the island, or does it sort of complement it? Is it a bit of both? Does it feel like we are seeing interventions in this extant museum?
Yes, so the kind of overall open-air museum feels very kind of natural. It's set amongst woodlands and rocks, and the buildings, although they are from different eras, slightly kind of blur together. But the works are, I'd say they're quite subtle in the way they've kind of intervened. There's work by 10 contemporary artists from Finland and across the world. And I was chatting to the guide who showed me around, and she was saying that a number of visitors haven't even noticed that there's contemporary art there. So it is quite subtle, which I think is nice. There's nothing too kind of spectacular going on. Yeah, it's not kind of grabbing your attention in any overt way.
And what sort of stuff can we see? Is this sculpture? Are these small interventions within rooms? How can we spot this stuff if it is as subtle as you say?
Fortunately, the curators have done a nice job of drawing our attention in a nice way by some blue signage, which alerts you to the presence of art that you might not otherwise notice. The most subtle, perhaps, is a hole in the ground, which it's easy to walk by, but luckily there's a sign there that points it out. And other than that, there's video pieces in some of the rooms. There's audio of a type of bird as you walk through the trees. There's works across a whole kind of range of different media. I think the sort of work that really kind of stood out for me was a project called Remnants by Lisa Roberts. And she's kind of looking at the idea of hospitality and how that's changed in Finland particularly. So a lot of the buildings in Suursaari have these kind of guest rooms attached. And so in the 18th and 19th century, travellers would, you know, knock on a door and there'd be a room ready and waiting for people to stay in. So what she's done is, in these different rooms, has put these archival boxes, and visitors go in and they can open the boxes themselves. And in each box is a photograph taken in different apartments in Tapiola, which is a kind of 1950s sort of utopian garden city in just outside Helsinki. So I think what's quite nice is what she's doing is sort of examining this idea of hospitality, but also showing why it might have disappeared, which is, you know, arguably because people now live in smaller apartments, in blocks. The idea of the kind of wandering traveller that you just let into your house has really long gone. Although, I mean, it feels long gone, but actually the 1950s is quite recent, and I was reading a book quite recently which was written in the 1930s, which was saying that this kind of hospitality attitude was still something that was very noticeable about Finland, but it's certainly not something I've noticed in my time here.
And just finally on this one, Tom, what's on the day you went, what was the atmosphere like? Does it sort of imbue this place with a sort of playful attitude? What's the atmosphere when you're walking around?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes you look at the whole museum a little bit differently. Generally, it's a kind of family, slightly touristy kind of destination. It's not super busy. It's a pleasant place to walk around. But I think the art there makes you think a little bit more about what these kind of museums are actually doing and how they're kind of constructing an idea of history and an idea of national identity, perhaps, and how we think about landscape, and that it isn't just a kind of natural thing that has appeared there, that actually a lot of thought has been put into exactly how these things are presented. So I think it makes everyone think a little bit more about what they're doing there.
Okay, well, it's good stuff. It's called the Suursaari Open Air Museum in Helsinki, and that show's been organised by Checkpoint Helsinki, and that is on until the 31st of August. Okay, so we're going to move it on now. This is Johannes Rantapuska and Sauli Servio, and this is called Bad Gateways. It's a great name for an art show. On what are we focusing with Bad Gateways here?
Yeah, it's a great name. I guess they're looking at the kind of overlooked aspects of the modern city. So Helsinki actually at the moment is undergoing quite extensive redevelopment, particularly in the kind of peripheral coastal regions of the city. And often when that kind of redevelopment takes place, there's a certain narrative around, you know, healthy city living and certain things going on there about the kind of city that they want to promote. And what these artists are looking at is perhaps the kind of seedy underbelly, I guess, that is kind of often ignored or people forget about. So it's in, yes, Helsinki Art Museum. It's a smallish exhibition. They have a number of exhibitions on at the same time, and this is a smallish one. There's three works across two rooms. And I'd say two of the works are not 100% successful, and one of them is a bit of a cracker, I think.
I like that. I like people using a bit of a cracker. Not enough crackers are opened in the art world, I feel, Tom. So this is an interesting one. Not without precedent in art, I suppose. You know, kind of being shown the glossy surface and choosing to turn the stone over and look at the bugs underneath. Does this focus on Helsinki itself, and is it Finnish artists? Because I also wonder whether the people that really appreciate the slightly seedier, dirtier, the places you're not meant to look at, under the railway arches and all this sort of stuff, is actually the traveller to a city often finds these places rather interesting, and the people in the city kind of just want it tidied up. So what's the balance like? I wonder where the artists are from here.
Yes, they're both Finnish. Whether they're from Helsinki or not, to be honest with you, I don't 100% know. But yeah, they're both Finnish, and the work is about Helsinki. And yeah, I think it would be of interest to both visitors to kind of get a sense of a city that they wouldn't otherwise see, but also to residents and people who've lived here all their lives to see things that they wouldn't have known about the city. I'll pick the work that I like the best, which is basically you sit in a old exercise bike, and in front of you is a big video screen, or it's projected onto the wall. And as you cycle, the video plays and kind of takes you along. And where you're being taken is an underground railway, which is in the bedrock under the city. And what a lot of people don't know is that Helsinki's built on granite, which is ideal for building tunnels. So all of the kind of services and sewers and all these different kind of municipal functions are hidden inside these big tunnels under the city. And if you know what you're doing, which certain artists obviously do, you can get into these tunnels. And yeah, some of them are, you know, you can drive lorries down them, some have kind of disused train tracks through them. So it's quite exciting to be sitting on this little bike and pedaling along and being taken through this kind of strange adventure. And there's, you know, there's graffiti and things down there, so obviously people have been down there before.
Sounds like a sort of subterranean Bend and Hillebeke exhibition. Sounds really nice. All the bits you're not meant to find beautiful.
It's not beautiful, but it is exciting. And although, I mean, there's something about then transferring that into a gallery space, which maybe undermines that or changes it a little bit. And I think the exercise bike is quite a playful addition there, because obviously exercise bikes don't move and they are in gyms, which are generally quite sort of anaesthetized spaces. So a bit like art galleries, you could say. So it's a nice kind of playful piece of work, I think.
Okay, that is Johannes Rantapuska and Sauli Servio, and the show's called Bad Gateways. It's on at HAM, Helsinki, and that is on until the 24th of July 2016. We're We're going to end, Tom, with Bywater, Icelandic artist on the shore of Finland. Now, this sounds like it's an easy conceptual idea. How far does it stray from its title?
It's pretty tight to the theme, I have to say. So it's a big project, this. So it's the largest exhibition of Icelandic contemporary art that's ever been held in Finland, and it's organised by a foundation called Pro Artibus, and it's taking place across a number of different venues. So it's in Helsinki, it's at Amos Anderson, which is a private art museum, and at Forum Box, which is kind of artist-run space. And it's also in a couple of galleries in Tammasaari and some various outdoor spaces in the town, which is just about an hour away from Helsinki, I guess. And the work is, yeah, it's pretty focused on water. And I guess, so the title Bywater is a kind of pun, I suppose, in English, Bywater is, you know, next to the water, but also, you know, things can be transported by water. And it's a similar pun in the Finnish, which is Veden Varassa, which can be in water or kind of dependent on water. So they're kind of punning in the different languages.
Well, I'm glad that we've got a Finnish joke there as well into today's show, right?
Well, a joke might be pushing it.
A little pun, all right. Okay.
Yeah, so there's kind of that idea of water as something that kind of divides and unites. You know, Iceland obviously is cut off from the world by water, but, you know, it is through water that it connects with the rest of the world. So they're kind of playing around with those ideas across a number of the different works.
And what are some of the themes, Tom? Are we looking at a sort of a more of a straightforward celebration of the countryside, of the seaside, of where the fields meet the sea? Or are we sort of riffing on man's intervention in all of this?
Yeah, it's the latter. It's very much a kind of slightly depressing kind of litany of messes that humans have made of the natural world. I mean, it's not entirely that, but that's definitely a kind of running theme. There's a lot of video work, which may or may not be to certain people's taste, but yeah, so for example, there's a piece called Flooding Nature Lost by an artist called Ruri, and that is a kind of four-screen video installation which kind of tells the story of a hydropower plant that was built in the east of Iceland in 2008 and 2009, and in building this plant, which provides a lot of energy, they destroyed kind of a lot of natural habitats. So the one of the screens is this huge kind of waterfall, which demonstrates the sort of sheer power of the plant. And then on one of the screens, you see this pink-footed goose sitting on its nest as it gradually gets washed away as the water rises. And then it's trying to kind of protect its eggs, and they gradually get washed away as well. And it is pretty kind of emotionally affecting, I would say. There's not a vast amount of subtlety, certainly from some of the works I've seen. It's pretty punchy. Some of it may be better suited to documentary, perhaps. But it's definitely powerful stuff.
Okay, so I think we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to wind it up with a slightly sad image in our minds. But let us remind listeners, we were talking there about Bywater, Icelandic artists on the shore of Finland. It's at the Anderson Art Museum until the 12th of September. Before that, we talked about Bad Gateways. That's at Ham Gallery, Helsinki. And before that, we kicked off with Finnish landscape and contemporary artists at the Suosuri Open Air Museum. And that is on all summer until the end of August. Our thanks to our man in Helsinki, Tom Jeffries, for talking us through the delights of the Finnish art scene. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our weekly music chat. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bound, and thank you very much for tuning in.